And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Cap rates, net operating income, and the hidden opportunity in apartments right now. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Today I'm going to do a deep dive into something that controls the value of every apartment building in America, whether you realize it or not. We're going to get into what a cap rate is and why it controls value. I try to have a show on cap rates a couple times a year, primarily for new investors, new listeners that are learning how to invest in multifamily property properly. We're talking about cap rates. Now, if you're newer to real estate, don't tune out. Once you understand this, the apartment market suddenly makes a lot of sense. Cap rates are so important in apartment evaluation. And as investors in apartments, we need to make sure we get it right on the front end. Cap rates matter because apartments aren't valued on emotion like homes. People sell their personal home and they all want to say it's worth X. It really boils down to price per square foot, but often nicer properties, personal homes. I'm not talking about investment homes. People have a stigma attached to it. This is my home. It's worth this. Multifamily apartment communities are valued on income. And if you understand cap rates, you stop guessing. You quickly spot overpriced properties and you start analyzing opportunities like a real investor. So it's a capitalization rate. We call it a cap rate, but a cap rate is simply this. A cap rate is equal to net operating income, often called NOI, right? You heard that term NOI, that's net operating income. What is the property producing net operating income? And you divide that by property value. That gives you a cap rate. That's it. It tells us the unleveraged return a property produces. And it's solely based on income before debt. It doesn't matter if there's a mortgage or leverage on the property or not. Before any financing tricks, before any speculation. Why does this matter? It matters because cap rates are how institutions price apartments. Cap rates move values, not opinions. And they tell us what the market believes about risk. If it's a 5% cap rate, essentially an investor would say, I need to make a 5% return. If it's a 10% cap rate, an investor saying, I need to make a 10% return. It's all about risk. Let me add an important layer. This is where most people misunderstand cap rates. And I was not a cap rate guru by any means when I started investing in apartment communities. I've been doing it for a number of years now, so I understand this much better. But I didn't totally understand cap rates. I had an idea, and I relied more on my mentors and my lead investors on property analyzation. But cap rates are not set by sellers. They're definitely not set by brokers. Keep in mind, a broker wants to sell a property. They want you to buy a property, and they may be telling you certain things, and there may be a flyer on an apartment community that's for sale, and they say it's worth X. Bottom line, you just got to get in and do the math, and that will tell you what that property's worth. It's not about what someone hopes that property is worth. And cap rates are set by buyers competing for yield. They're not set by the seller. They're set by the buyer competing for yield. Buyer A may view that property as a certain cap rate, and buyer B may view it at a different cap rate, or they may want that property. But beware, don't get into want, don't get into hope, don't get into, well, XYZ is going to happen down the road. It's about where that property sits today. Basically, a cap rate will tell us what return an investor is willing to accept today for a specific level of risk in a specific market for a specific type of property. This is why brand new luxury apartment communities in downtown Austin trade very different they have a very different cap rate than a 1980s workforce housing property in a suburban market. Even if both are apartments, they trade very, very differently. The bottom line is the market is saying this asset is safer or this asset needs more return to justify the risk. That's what the market's telling you. And this is where it gets really interesting. Cap rates, they're a truth serum for operations, an absolute truth serum. They tell you the entire story. When cap rates were ultra low, let's go back to 2020, 2021, a lot of properties looked good on paper, primarily because rising values were hiding operational mistakes, right? What is it? A rising tide? This is a Warren Buffett saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. And then Warren Buffett says, yeah, and when the tide lowers, we see who's swimming naked. Basically, who's the good operator and who was hiding operational mistakes just because properties were going up. Expenses crept up, management got sloppy, rent assumptions got aggressive. This was all happening 2020, 2021, 2022. But prior to that, the market was still rewarding properties because cap rates were compressing. And we'll get more into this. Stick with me. But once interest rates rose and the cap rates moved back up, everything got exposed. That's why you're seeing properties struggle today, even in good markets. And it's not because the property stopped working. It's because the bad operators can't hide anymore. The most important takeaway for new investors, cap rates do not kill good deals. They reveal the bad ones. This is why analysis is so important. You have a strong property, real income, conservative underwriting, solid management. They can survive cap rate expansion. The cap rate really is nothing more. It's the equal, cap rate equals net operating income divided by property value. Okay, net operating income divided by property value. Keep in mind, if net operating income stays the same and cap rates rise, the value must fall. No debate, no opinion, simple math. I'll give you an example. If an apartment generates $300,000 in net operating income on an annual basis, and the market values that property at a 5% cap rate, that property is worth $6 million. Okay, follow me. Simple math, and I know math on the radio or the podcast is difficult, but $300,000 in NOI, market values that at a 5% cap rate, property is worth $6 million. Now, if the market moves that same property to a 6% cap rate, equivalent to what's happened over the last few years, no change in income whatsoever, the value of that property is going to drop to $5 million. Nothing has changed except the cap rate. That is a 17% decline in value without losing a single resident. Now, the reverse is also true. If cap rates compress, same NOI, that property value is going to go up. But this is why investors that don't understand cap rates get blindsided. They just say, this is a great apartment community in a great area with a great economy. I'd like to be an investor. You have to understand that cap rate, where it sits today. What is the market doing? This is why investors that do understand capitalization rates see opportunity when others see fear. This is where education is paramount. This is why we stress education as a real estate investor. Cap rates don't react to headlines, okay? They're reacting to capital markets, money markets, right? People that want to put money into brick and mortar assets. Let's talk about why cap rates rose after 2021, recent history. 2021 multifamily cap rates bottomed, and this is a national number, okay? Every market is different, real estate's local. National number. 2021 multifamily cap rates bottomed near 4.1%. By 2023, and keep in mind the math I just shared with you, by 2023, rates had expanded to 5.2%, okay? They had gone up. Cap rates had gone up. What is that telling us? Property values are going down. So through 2024 and 2025, cap rate stabilized in the mid 5% range. That's pretty much where we still sit today. This was not a real estate crash, okay? This is not a real estate crash. It's pricing reset driven by interest rates, okay? Driven by interest rates. I'll explain further as we go further. Keep in mind, capitalization rate is really a risk rate. If I put my money into this asset, I expect to make a certain percent of return. Keep in mind, there's a lot of places you can put your money. So as interest rates went up, other items to where you can invest became more attractive. Does that make sense? So the big insight is that a cap rate is not an emotion. It's math and capital markets. Let's get into why values reset in light of interest rates and cap rates. This will bring it home a little bit. When interest rates change, they don't just affect mortgages. They reprice the entire multifamily apartment market. So in 2021, as I said, cap rates hit a historic low around 4.1% nationally. Money was cheap, okay? Money was cheap. Debt was cheap. Returns were compressed. Then interest rates rose. Here's the key relationship you need to understand. Higher interest rates lead to higher cap rates, and higher cap rates lead to lower values. I cannot stress that enough. So how do interest rates affect cap rates? There's really two channels here. One is the cost of borrowing, right? I think we all understand that a higher interest rate is a higher debt service. It's less cash flow, okay? If we're paying a higher debt service, there's less cash flow. There's lower value support. And then, as I alluded to, investor return expectations, okay? Treasuries and bonds were paying more as interest rates went up. And investors, bottom line, were demanding higher returns from real estate. A higher return demand means a higher cap rates. So interest rates affect cap rates in two major ways. One, the cost of borrowing. When debt gets more expensive, the property's income goes to the lender. It leaves less cash flow for investors. It lowers what buyers can pay for a property. And then the investor return expectations. Safer assets, treasuries and bonds, for example, they're paying more. Investors are demanding a higher return on real estate risk. And the higher required return shows up as higher cap rates. So as interest rates rose, cap rates expanded, values adjusted, and pricing reset from the ultra-low era. Stay with me. I'm going to bring this to opportunity, but I need to explain all this up front. I want you to understand something important. Cap rates did not skyrocket. You would have expected them to, but they didn't. Why? Multifamily is still a core asset class. This is what we're talking about. This is why we invest in multifamily properties and single-family properties. People still need housing, and institutions, the big institutional buyers, which are starting to come off the sidelines, they still want that core asset class. They still want apartment communities. So cap rates haven't exploded. They've stabilized in the mid five ranges, right? Just a few years ago, they were as low as 4.1, but they're stabilized now. It hasn't really shifted in the last year or so. It's roughly 5 to 5.5% across most major markets. Now, these are national, right? Keep in mind, there's local opportunities. I invested in one not too long ago. We were looking at a 6 to 6.5 cap rate, okay? But the risk remains. The spread between cap rates and interest rates is thin. And that means even small movements can have outside effects on value, especially for properties bought with aggressive assumptions. We don't want to assume anything at all when we're buying a property. We want to understand the math, the cap rate of where it is today. We're basing it on the returns today. We're not basing that property on what we think it can make, what we feel it can make, what we understand it can make.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Tired of chasing trends or guessing what works? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches a strategy-focused approach to real estate investing that starts with education. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Let's continue this discussion on capitalization rates and how they matter in analyzing an apartment community and deciding where the opportunity really is as an investor. And you've got to understand that cap rate. You've got to know how it works. You've got to know where it sits. And it's really a risk rate. How much do I expect to make as a return if I invest in this property? And it has nothing to do with mortgage or lending or any of that. That all comes out. It's NOI, essentially NOI divided by property value. That gives you your cap rate. But I want to get into opportunity in multifamily investing now. Let's understand that cap rates were squeezed all the way to a low just above 4%, a 4% cap rate in 2021. There was a lot of properties bought at this time, and these multifamily properties were purchased with market expectations of what had been going on the last 3 years, last 5 years, last 8 years, okay? That was all cap rate compression. Well, they compressed, they compressed, they compressed. They hit 4.1. Interest rates began to go up in 2022, and interest rates and cap rates rose in unison. This was beyond the expectations of many operators out there. They just kept saying, well, this worked 2 years ago, this worked 5 years ago, this will work today. And they went in and they bought these properties. And the poor operators are getting exposed. These deals were bought at ultra-low rates, interest-only financing, and the interest-only financing was there just to make the deal work, okay? Even the banks, the lenders knew that they would have to give an IO to make the deal work. Everybody was in on it, and everybody went with it. There was aggressive rent growth assumptions, again, based on what had worked in years previously. Hey, the last 5 years, we've been able to raise rents 15% on our properties, 20% on our properties. We'll be able to do it again, sure. Also, these properties, these poor operators had thin DSCR margins, very thin. Now they're struggling. Now. And the apartment purchases that were made 2021 to 2023 are struggling as cap rates have risen and the interest-only loans are resulting. They're resetting into interest rates in these communities at 5 to 7%. And those properties just aren't cash flowing now. Thousands upon thousands of apartment communities are in distress today. That leads us to a word that is music to a real estate investor's ears. Opportunity. Let's bring this closer to home. I know this is a national show, a national podcast. Let's talk about Texas, the Sun Belt, strong markets, uneven deals. And yes, we have investors that live in all 50 states and many that live all around the world. But you live where you want. You invest where you want. I'm invested in properties in six different states across the country. Remember, cap rates matter. Capitalization rates matter because apartments aren't valued on emotion. They're valued on income. And if you understand cap rates, you stop guessing. You quickly spot overpriced deals. You can walk away from those. You can start analyzing opportunities like a real investor. So Texas and the broader Sun Belt have brought some of the strongest multifamily markets in the country for a good reason. You got to look into why. Why is this happening? Population growth, job growth, in-migration from other higher-cost states. You see it every day. And relative affordability for renters. Yeah, I know there's a lot of complaints. Rent is high. It's going up. It's relatively affordable in these markets. And these fundamentals don't support net operating income. That helps keep cap rates from blowing out. Remember, they're stabilized. Texas didn't escape the capital markets, but it didn't earn a seat at the top of the list. Okay, so let's look at cap rates in Texas. This is early 2026. Again, this is a statewide average. Okay, San Antonio, anywhere from 4.9 to 5.6. Yes, that's up from the compressed low of what it was, but it's stable. Austin's around a 5.18 to a 5.80. Now, I'm not saying go invest in any of these markets. I'm just giving you current rates in Texas. Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston's anywhere from a 5 to a 5.5. I've invested in deals recently that are sixes. I'm just giving you the average, okay, to understand. Urban core prices are tighter. Suburban and workforce housing price higher. Understand that. But Texas still works, because we have population growth. We've got job creation. Again, the in-migration and the relative affordability. And those fundamentals are supporting net operating income. And that's limiting cap rate expansion. Remember, expansion's bad. If you're investing in a property, you'd like to see cap rate compress, not go up. The result? Good markets, bad deals, vulnerable owners. This is where cap rate literacy becomes a weapon. Keep in mind, the opportunities out there are going up. I'm seeing deal offerings come into my email box practically daily. Properties, great opportunities. And we're seeing it because there's been oversupply in Dallas and Austin. There's been slower rent growth, rising insurance and operating costs. And these deals that were previously done, they were underwritten to assumptions that didn't materialize. They're coming due now, okay? They're coming due now. We have good markets, but we've got properties out there with bad balance sheets. And when the debt comes due, reality's hitting these people. And this is the biggest apartment opportunity I've seen in a long, long time. Like I said, the opportunities that I'm seeing to invest in right now are, these are properties that essentially are selling much lower than the purchase price that they had, that they were originally purchased at in 2021, 2022, and 2023. The purchase price that we're coming in at now is closer to more like 2018, okay? So the floor is being reset on purchase price. When you go in and you buy an investment, whether it's an apartment or a house or a stock or wherever, do you want to buy at the high price or do you want to buy at the floor, right? It's an easy question, and I'm breaking it down, trying to make it rather simplistic purposely just to drive home the point of what's happened, right? Cap rates went up. Now they've stabilized, and the money markets out there are accepting where they're at, and that allows you to go back in and buy these distressed properties. And we've always taught for 30 years, we like to buy the distressed property. We see the opportunity in the distressed property, and properties can be distressed for any number of reasons, bad management. They've never done the maintenance on the property. They're run down, they're beaten down. They've got a poor clientele living there. That may be a polite way to say it, but a property can also be distressed financially, okay? That's what's coming right now. There is a massive wall of, and these are good properties, okay? Historically, what we've bought, it's a distressed property because it's had bad management, it's been run down, whatever, poor clientele that are living there, and it's just a bad property all around. But now the opportunity is coming. You've got a good property, good management. It's run well. It's been taken care of well. It's got the maintenance, but it has one other factor that is making that property distressed, and it's making it attractive to an investor like us. And that is the debt on the property. That was the assumption that we bought at this cap rate, and it'll stay the same or it'll compress further. It was the interest-only loan that was on it. And so, again, these are good people, good operators. They just had the bad financing on the property. We're coming into a change. There was literally trillions of dollars of multifamily apartment communities that were purchased with expectations that the market would stay the same or continue on the trend that it had. And let's call that trend 2015 to 2021, maybe even 2022. It's kind of the point right there where everything started to change. But the expectations were the same and everybody was in on it. The lenders, the brokers, the buyers were all in on it. And they agreed, yes, this property is worth this. The cap rate is this. By the way, the only way to make this thing run is with these expectations to continue raising the rent. And why would we think we can raise rent? Because we've raised rent for the last 5 years, right? Everything was based on historical assumptions of the last 5, 8, 10 years. And then what happened? 2022, the world changed in a lot of different ways, but definitely interest rates trending up, which triggered the risk assessment, I guess, of a way of saying it, of an investor. They say, well, if I'm going to invest in a property, heck, I can get 4 or 5% in these, you know, money market, these treasuries, these bonds. I don't want to make less than that if I invest in an apartment community. So it forced cap rates up. Obviously, interest rates went up, so the cost of money got more expensive when it was just dirt cheap forever. So let's get to the opportunity, right? The opportunity, the refinancing risk, and the net operating income execution. The biggest opportunity in apartment communities today is not appreciation. It's rescue through execution, okay? We're always looking for opportunity. That's a big, generic, general term. Hey, I bought this for the opportunity. But you boiled it. What is the opportunity? Is it just run down? It needs to be fixed up, given some love and new carpet, new walls, new paint, all that good stuff? Or does it just need new management? Does it need a better clientele of renter, right? Again, a nice way of putting it to put in there. But now it's literally the opportunity is rescue through execution. Most people aren't talking about this loudly enough. Mention it. Commercial real estate, there's just an unbelievable tidal wave of debt coming through, coming due in 2026. Commercial real estate, the largest portion of that, 35 to 40%, is multifamily. And again, those multifamily loans that these purchases were made in the last few years, those were loans that originated when rates were 3%, 4%, maybe even lower. And now those loans are resetting to standard interest rates. They're not high, they're standard. And they cannot cash flow. They cannot cash flow at the new rates because now rates are 6% or greater. The valuations of the property are lower. The lending rules are tighter, right? Suddenly the lenders, I guess they found some sort of moral value. I mean, they were basically giving you 80%. Maybe more than that to buy a property. And now suddenly they're very conservative, right? They're like, oh, no, we'll only loan 70% of the value of that property. I've seen some at 75. And that's just a good second set of eyes saying, hey, that's a good investment. If the lender today will give you 70%+, the lender is kind of blessing that property after everything they've been through, saying, hey, it's a good deal. But typically, everything's tighter, right? Everything's tighter. They're lending less at a higher interest rate. And with these deals, refinancing often means it does mean higher interest rates. It means lower property values, strict underwriting. Lenders today, they want 1.20 to 1.25 DSCR. They're being strict. They want proven stabilized net operating income. They don't want this property coming back. They want conservative leverage. And many of those owners, they cannot refinance, even if they wanted to, without injecting new equity, taking on a smaller loan, or selling the asset. Selling the asset. This is where the opportunity is created. The properties I'm seeing come across are pretty much all distressed because of the financing. And lead investors are coming in with some of our members. Our groups are coming in and they're grabbing these properties. I mean, many of them are properties that our leads wanted to buy in the past, 2018, 2019, 2020, and they just either weren't for sale or they were offering too much for them, and they're coming back now. And these leads are saying, I've been watching this property, or this property is in an area that I invest in and I love this property. This is a great deal. And now we have the opportunity to buy it. We manufacture value when we go in. We target properties with operational inefficiencies, bloated expenses, poor management, and again, mispriced risk. And then we improve net operating income. That's, again, that's how we're bringing the value of this property up, by improving NOI. How do you improve NOI? Expense reduction. Okay. Sounds easier than it often is. And I'll tell you, as investors, we actually, our expense portion of that property goes up because we put more into it. We add more to the property. We put in superior maintenance, superior management. We improve it with operational efficiency, solid teams that know what they're doing, that have an understanding of how to do it, that have the skill set of how to do it. We're shopping insurance each and every year. Insurance in Texas, I can tell, is expensive. You've got to shop it all the time because they'll just keep raising the rates. Revenue management, right? Manage the revenue. Understand where the revenue's coming in. Add more streams of revenue to the property. Our leads understand how to do that. They've been educated how to do that. They've done it in the past. I think there's, and I did a whole show on it, 28 different ways to add revenue to a property through NOI. I may have to blow the dust off of that one and bring it back here in the near future. Again, when we're going in, we're doing a strategic CapEx. You may not know what CapEx is, but that's the improvements that you're baking in prior to buying the property. You'll walk the property, you'll review the property, you'll do the due diligence, and you'll say, we need to fix the swimming pool and re-concrete the areas. We need to fix the parking lot. We need to add LED lighting. Our unit turns, we've priced them out, and they're going to be $6,500 per unit, and that's going in and putting new flooring and new appliances. Again, we're making this property better, and that enables us to improve the NOI, which, again, this is an investment, enables us to make a solid return on the investment. That's why we're doing it. This matters because value isn't created by hope. It's created by a plan, and it's created by income. And when net operating income goes up, value goes up, refinance options to improve goes up. Everything's better in your favor if you've got a rising NOI. The risk goes down. And again, that's even if cap rates stay flat. Okay, properties were purchased in the past with the expectation that cap rates would compress. Even bad operators were able to make a solid return in the past. And those bad operators are getting exposed. And unfortunately, some really good operators are getting exposed. And it's all boiled down to the lending. It's all boiled down to what the deal was when that property was put together initially. Take away this. What does this mean for passive investors? And I'm a big passive investor. Understand cap rates have normalized, okay? I don't see them going up. I don't see them going down for a while. They're normalized. They're flattened. And as a result, values have adjusted. Debt pressure is forcing decisions on some properties, but this is not the time to chase hype. It's the time for conservative underwriting. Again, I'm seeing very conservative underwriting on properties. This is the time for proven execution. This is the time for long-term thinking. And the takeaway for passive investors is that the cap rate's going to tell us, again, what assets are mispriced, where the operators failed, where the opportunity exists. And right now, we've got this sweet spot. We've got this window because there is a lot of money on the sideline, this institutional money that's going to come back in and start buying multifamily properties, and everything's going to change after that. But right now, values are off peak, right? We're buying properties that at 2018, and I'm just pulling a number, pricing. We're not buying it at 2026 pricing as if it had gone up from 2022 to 2023 to 24 to 25, right? The value dropped, and that's where we're jumping in. And it's not a market for amateurs. And along the way, I always want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.